The Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco has found in a new report that workers in low-income communities are having trouble finding full-time jobs, and that those with part-time jobs only have them in many cases because they can't get a full-time position. The report says this problem is especially acute in Arizona. Leilani Barnett is Regional Manager for Community Development at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. And Leilani, how big of an issue is underemployment?
Sure. Well, over 6 million Americans are currently working part-time involuntarily, meaning these individuals would like to work full-time but are unable to find full-time jobs. And in Arizona, about 29% of part-time workers were working part-time because they couldn't find full-time employment in 2014. That's one of the highest states in the western region, and it's compared to a national rate of 21%.
Why is this such a problem in Arizona and, in fact, in other parts of the West?
Yeah, you know, whether you're working part-time or not working at all, you're just as likely to be living in poverty. And involuntary part-time employment is on the rise, and it doesn't look like it's going away. So there's no real silver bullet solution. But certainly next steps are looking at the interrelated nature of housing, jobs, transportation, childcare, as well as a need to examine public assistance programs, and really looking to connect across sectors that often work in silos, such as workforce development, affordable housing, transportation, education, childcare, and health. That all really leads to greater efficiencies and better outcomes for the people that need it the most.
So given Arizona's numbers, is it a safe assumption that those differing groups are not talking to each other and working with each other here now?
I think that in all of the regions where we've been researching this topic, there's more opportunity to bring groups together across these sectors.
The idea of folks being underemployed really, I think, for a lot of people came to the fore during the Great Recession, when a lot of full-time positions were cut and people were taking work sort of where and when they could. But, you know, we're several years now away from the end of the recession. So why do you get the sense that this is still such a problem for so many people?
Right. And that, you know, when we first identified this issue, it was from one of our Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco economists. And as you said, they saw that involuntary part-time employment grew by over 3 million between 2006 and 2014. But today, it remains 2 million higher than pre-recession levels. So that really led economists to conclude that perhaps this persistently higher involuntary part-time rate was more likely due to structural factors than cyclical ones. It could reflect changes in the way workplaces operate rather than solely the rise and fall of employment dynamics that tend to accompany recessions. Employers are increasingly hiring part-time because of the rising cost of doing business. Things like employee benefits, health care, workers' compensation insurance, and minimum wage hikes, coupled with increasingly competitive markets from factors such as globalization, the internet, and technology. These are all contributing to the increase in part-time jobs. We also heard from employers that they enjoy the benefits of added flexibility in hiring part-time, since they can increase and decrease hours as the need for workers waxes and wanes.
So employers are still hiring to some degree. They're just not hiring the same kinds of positions, full-time positions, namely, that they had been in the past.
That's right. And we're seeing that across many different industries, everything from retail to even healthcare, construction, across the board, we're seeing an increase in part-time hiring.
So given that it seems like this is more of a structural issue than a cyclical one, does that seem to indicate that this might just be the new normal? This might be the way it is going forward?
It might be. You know, there's every indication that this isn't going away, that there are these structural changes in the workforce where this may be the new normal, that there are an increased number of people that will be patching together part-time jobs or working a part-time job rather than the model of working one full-time job.
Did you find that there were some workers who theoretically could have taken a part-time job or a number of part-time jobs, but chose not to because it would have, for example, reduced their eligibility for public aid or maybe gotten rid of it altogether?
Yeah, we did hear that quite a bit throughout the regions, everywhere that we spoke, that workers were very careful not to exceed the number of hours because that would make them ineligible for public services. In Phoenix, there was one child care service that if you made more than $14 per hour, you would no longer receive that child care subsidy. But many people found that if they worked just a little bit more than $14 an hour, they really still needed that subsidy because of the high cost of child care. And so they were careful not to exceed that income amount, and that was weighing on their mind heavily.
Leilani Barnett is Regional Manager of Community Development at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Leilani, thanks a lot.
Thank you.